Quote, a man, for example, is wrapped in suffering. While in the womb, he suffers from darkness, constriction, and immersion in filthy substances. When, during the last months of the mother's pregnancy, the downward-pushing energies manifest, the unborn baby feels like a small piece of wood being crushed in a giant vise. And after he's emerged from the womb, he feels as though he has fallen into a pit of thorns, even if he has been wrapped in soft garments and placed in a feather bed. Such is the agony of birth. The baby gradually grows into a youth, and soon he is an old man. His back bends like a bow, his hair turns white as a dried flower, and his forehead fills with wrinkles. Sitting down is like dropping a heavy load, and standing up is like pulling out a tree from its roots. If he tries to speak, his tongue will not obey, and if he tries to walk, he staggers. His sensory powers, such as sight and hearing, begin to fail him. His body loses its luster and resembles a corpse. His memory degenerates, and he can remember nothing. Powers of digestion fail, and he can no longer eat properly, no matter how much he craves food. At this point, his life is almost finished, and death is rapidly approaching. Such are the sufferings of old age. In addition to the sufferings of birth and age, throughout life he must continually confront the sufferings of illness. When the elements of his body fall out of harmony, his skin dries and his flesh sags. Food and drink, usually so appealing, seem repulsive. And instead he must ingest bitter medicines and undergo unpleasant treatments like operations. Should the disease be incurable, he experiences immeasurable suffering from fear, worry, and apprehension. And if the disease is fatal, he must live with death close before his eyes. Thoughts of any evil he may have created during his lifetime cause his heart to fill with regret, and he recollects all that he has left undone. He understands that he soon must leave his body, friends, relatives, associates, and possessions. His mouth dries, his lips shrivel, his nose sinks, his eyes fade, and his breath passes in gasps. Tremendous fear of the lower realms arises within him, and though he wills it not, he dies.